9 to 8 on 1494 2AY. You are with Kylie and Kev, and each Friday morning for the past few weeks, we've been getting some sound advice from Stephen Mamooney from BMG Partners. Joins us once again. How are you this week, Stephen?
I'm well, thanks, Kevin. Good morning, Kylie.
Good morning, Stephen. I'm really pleased we're talking about this today because retirees have kind of been a little bit left off our radar a little bit in terms of what some of the, economic stimulus packages and changes that the government's made. Conserving the cash in your super fund is something that you were keen to talk to us about today.
Certainly. And, look, I think the... I know the big issue here is that people in retirement have had their savings impacted very significantly by COVID-19, and it's a concern when you've saved for your retirement, and all of a sudden, you know, you've had a downturn in the balance of your retirement account at this time, and they don't have the ability to go back to work at any stage and build it up again. So they've really got to look at how they can conserve their savings.
Okay, and what are one of the initiatives that, I guess, the government's implemented, and how might that help?
Certainly. So what the government did in early March was they announced that the minimum amount of pension that you must take from your retirement account has been reduced by 50%, both for this year and for next year. And they did a similar thing when the GFC hit, and we found that what that meant was people were able to reduce what they were taking out of their pension accounts over a couple of years and then give that a chance to build up again and recover their position over time. Now, so if you think about it now, I mean, a lot of investment portfolios over the last 12 months have dropped probably 8% over the last year. They certainly dropped a lot more than that since January, but we've got to remember they were at their highs in January. So, you know, if you couple an 8% drop over 12 months as to where you were, and then on top of that you're taking a minimum of 4% out as a pension, well, that's 12% of your retirement savings gone in 1 year. So if you've just recently retired and you're sort of setting your plans for what your lifestyle might look like in retirement, well, that can be quite an alarming thing to see more than one-tenth of your retirement savings disappear after just 12 months. So what the government has done is said, look, in order to recover that, why don't you reduce your minimum? It will allow you to reduce the minimum amount you must take. There is regulations on how much you must take out of your pension account for this year and for next year, in order to help you shore that up again. And what we found was after the GFC, over time, people were able to perhaps reduce what they were spending a little bit each year. And those people who took that early sort of initiative of reducing what they were spending each year for a couple of years, and reducing their pensions from their super fund, were able to, after a couple of years, sort of get back to where they were, and give them a lot of confidence about their retirement incomes throughout the rest of their retirement.
And I guess, Stephen, the one very dramatic change that may have helped, or may have happened for a lot of people in the last, let's say, 2 months, as you've watched your superannuation count dwindle, there's probably a lot of people that had their retirement penciled in to have happened over the last 60 days, or maybe in the coming 60 days, that have probably had to change that plan, I'd imagine. Are you finding that's obviously a case well and true throughout people that you speak to?
Yeah, absolutely. And, retirement's a big thing for people, and it's something that they'll plan for years in advance. So, and often they'll sort of have this target about what they need and what they want, and as far as a nest egg goes. And what you find is those people who have retired, perhaps in the last, within 5 years of these events, we call that the red zone of retirement. It's critical that you've taken that leap of faith from, okay, getting a weekly wage and continuing to work and so on and building up your nest egg to virtually taking a step off the ledge, and now I'm going to exist and rely on my savings to give me a lifestyle. So if all of a sudden, there's big holes in this safety net of your savings, then, it is very disconcerting. And And often they can't, you know, it's not that easy to go back to work, and so you don't have that sort of ability to build it up again, and you really are vulnerable. And it also comes at a time when, as you say, people are planning their retirement, and there's all these things they want to do. They want to travel and do things in the first 10 or 15 to 20 years of retirement, and all of a sudden that's out the window.
Certainly some things to think about, and I guess more so than ever, perhaps now is the time for people to seek individual, independent financial advice for their own situations. Stephen Mamooney, thanks so much for sharing some insights. Look forward to catching up next week.
Good on you, Kylie. Thank you. Thank you, Kevin.
4 to 8 now. We've got national news and sport on the way here at 2AY. Then we'll talk sport with Simon Corr and a Friday fire-up coming your way.